than it's ever rolled before. And it's going to roll right in to Pennsylvania Avenue. It's coming. Speaking of presidential elections, Nikki Haley not only received the backing of the Rhino Koch brothers, the Koch money, but today a major Democratic donor, yes, Democrats, gave her $250,000. Baby, when the Democrats are supporting your campaign, it says everything that I need to know. Chris Christie will not be on the ballot in Maine. He did not get enough signatures. I'm sorry, Chris. I'm so sorry. He didn't get enough signatures to get on the ballot there in Maine. Also, Jean-Pierre, you know, curly head from the White House, was in the hot seat. Yes, she was, because there is new evidence that has come out that showed that Biden was given monthly payments from the Hunter Biden business, the money from China, Burisma, and all these places. Joe Biden was on payroll. This has been discovered and proven he was on payroll. As a matter of fact, if I'm not mistaken, I think I have a copy. Yeah, there it is right there of the payroll where Biden was not only getting money here and there, he was on weekly payroll. And there is the evidence of his weekly paychecks from Hunter Biden. Wow. Wow, wow, wow. The web we weave when we plan to deceive. Hey, I want to invite you to our Hanukkah banquet in Waveland, Mississippi on December the 15th. We would love for you to come and be with us. It's going to be a beautiful evening at North Beach Restaurant in downtown Bay St. Louis, Mississippi, December the 15th. It is $20 per adult. Children are free, and that gets you a wonderful meal. It's going to be a beautiful evening. Dress in blue or silver or white, and we would love to have you with us. I want to quickly talk about two more things that we need to discuss. Number one, there is news breaking, and I'm going to see if I can pull that article up for you right now. And by the way, I wanted to talk to you also tonight about a Supreme Court case that's being heard today in the Supreme Court about a certain subject called income taxes. Ah, I really wish I had time tonight to teach on that. I plan to really go there next week with you guys, okay? But in the meantime, let me see if I can get this story for you, because it's pretty important. It is pretty important. What did I do with it? Where did it go? Oh, I don't have it. Okay. Nevertheless, a lieutenant. Wait a minute. I do have it. Here it is. Let's go. All right. Got it. I told y'all I'm just freestyling tonight. A ex-Capitol police officer, a lieutenant, has promised to release information on the January 6th cover-up. Former U.S. Capitol Police Lieutenant Tariq Johnson has revealed his plans to release information about a cover-up. And then he goes on, he has 1,200 people have been charged in that siege. Here's what he wrote on X. I spoke to my lawyer and I told him what my plans are as it relates to releasing information on X about the J6 setup and the cover-up. Did you hear that? Setup and cover-up that ensued after. He said, please know that I'm fighting for everyone that was aggrieved from the events of J6 and unity in our country. I am a lion and I will protect my cubs. In this case, they are everyone in the J6 community as you were set up. And that should not have happened to you, even if you did wrong things that day. This is going to be huge. This is going to prove even more, because remember, the captain has already said it. Now there's another whistleblower coming forth to say what you and I have been saying from day one We win in the end, Patriots. Never forget it. The truth gumbo. You already see the lid shaking, right? It's got to explode eventually, and it will. Finally, before I go tonight, I do again apologize that I don't have a really great show for you tonight, but I'm trying to give you as much as I can without having prepared. One thing I want to talk about is something that's really bothering me about our nation and about our government. And before I talk about that, let me say this. I don't like Santos or dislike the man. I don't like him or dislike him. I know he's an openly gay man. Of course, that's no reason for me to dislike him. That's his personal life. Although it is an abomination unto the Almighty Yahweh, and he will give an account for it at the judgment and be punished for it. But anyway, be that as it may. I don't like him, and indeed, he seems to be a man of questionable character. But I'm very concerned about this man who was duly elected by the people being removed from that elected position by his own people. And here's my problem. The man has never been to court. The man, in the eyes of jurisprudence, in the eyes of the Constitution, is an innocent man. And for his colleagues, it wasn't the Democrats that did this. It was the rhinos, the Republicans. And the stupid thing about it is this man voted with us, the Freedom Caucus, 98% of the time. He was a shoe-in vote that we could depend on. And all of a sudden, now we've lessened our majority by one. I don't like the man. I don't dislike the man. But here's what I do like. That great American principle of innocent until proven guilty, due process in a court of law. He's not even had a court of Congress. In other words, there was a committee that released a report that George Santos was never even allowed to answer to. Now, he may be guilty of all of it. I don't know, and I don't care, because he is still innocent. We are letting go of that principle much too easily in our nation. And it's going to lead to leading to a very bad place. And no one is speaking up about that principle, innocent until proven guilty. And so there went, by the way, if you want to know what I believe is happening, the reason Santos is gone, because when he left, there went the Biden impeachment. Because Santos was a sure vote for the Biden impeachment. So you're one less vote in getting there, which in this day and hour is everything. So really, why was Santos got rid of? You think they really care about some little petty criminal stuff he might have done when they're all filthy up there in the swamp? No. They did away with the Biden impeachment. Now, Mike Johnson says that there's going to be a vote next week now for the impeachment. So when they have the vote, we don't have Santos now. So we may not even get it passed. Professor Toto pulling that curtain back tonight, right? Now, here's my question to all of you. Would one Democrat, would one Democrat vote to expel AOC from the White House? You know, the woman that's living in bigamy, right? The woman that has a very questionable finance things going on herself. She's a millionaire when she only makes $170,000 a year. Nobody knows how. But do you think one Democrat would vote to expel AOC from the Congress? But Santos, 105 people voted to remove him. with no due process? What's really going on? Ladies and gentlemen, have no fear. The end is near. Justice is coming. Lady Justice will ride again. This charade that we have lived under these 3 years will be exposed. The truth will come out, and we will be the last one standing in the battle of truth. Have no doubt about it. Know it. Look to the lighthouse of truth in the stormy seas of seduction and sedition and the sophistry of Satan. Look to the lighthouse of truth. And if you will do that, you will be standing in the end victorious at that inauguration. Oh, on January the 20th, you will be standing there knowing that you was always standing on the truth, and it is the truth that has made you free. Thank you for joining me tonight. My apologies for my show, but I hope at least it was a blessing to you somehow tonight. Until I see you again next Tuesday night, may God bless you and these beloved United States of America. Good night, Toto's Army. Yeah.